Finance Committee is working this morning as long as is possible. We'll try to go through all the ministerial functions at least this morning before we call them. Would members please vote to signify their presence? If all members voted this morning, Secretary, close the roll.
The roll shows 11 senators present this morning. Senators Bennett, Gilman, Mulcahy, and Rohde are excused from the call of the Senate today.
May we stand for an invocation?
In the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, amen. Christ is risen from the dead, trampling down death by death, and upon those in the tombs bestowing life. Thou didst descend into the tomb, O immortal. Thou didst destroy the power of death. In victory didst thou arise, O Christ God, proclaiming, rejoice to the mirror-bearing woman, granting peace to thine apostles, and bestowing resurrection on the fallen. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Enter his presence with exaltation. Know that the Lord himself is our God. It is he who made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with songs. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is eternal, and his truth continues from generation to generation. Christ is risen, indeed he is risen. O Lord, give thy blessing. Amen.
Secretary certifies correctness of the journal.
I wish to certify as to correctness of the journal for the 116th legislative day and Senate supplement number 79.
Senator Wright.
I would move the journals for the 116th legislative day and Senate supplement number 79 be approved and certified.
Without objection, so ordered. Are there guests for introduction this morning? Senator Ray.
Mr. President, I have some young students here from Mrs. Davidson's class at Glacier Valley. They're the fifth grade class. And when I call your name, please stand up. Philip Wheeler, Scott Searle, Richard Eller, Billy Lynn, Tricia Teft, Travis DeWitt, Veronica Schaefer, Tricia Schelt, Marty Williams, and Gabe Hold. Welcome to the Senate.
Welcome this morning. Are there messages from the governor?
Messages of May 3. I have signed the following bills and am transmitting the engrossed and enrolled copies to the Lieutenant Governor's office for permanent filing. House Bill number 48, an act repealing certain insurance laws, Chapter 41, Session Laws, 1984. Committee substitute for House Bill number 352, Hess, an act relating to the definition of death and providing for an effective date, Chapter 42, Session Laws, 1984. I have read the following resolution and am transmitting the engrossed and enrolled copies to the Lieutenant Governor's office for permanent filing. House Concurrent Resolution number 57, suspending Uniform Rule 23 of the Alaska Legislature concerning House Joint Resolution number 76, Legislative Resolve number 51, and signed the following resolution. Senate Committee substitute for House Joint Resolution number 76 rules relating to the assignment to Alaska of the Rapid Deployment Light Infantry Division, Legislative Resolve number 52. Sincerely, Bill Sheffield, Governor. Those are the messages from the governor today.
Messages from the House.
Message of May 3. The House adopted the report of the Conference Committee with limited powers of free conference considering House Bill 258. Thus, Conference Committee substitute for House Bill number 258, an act establishing a special investment tax credit effective date, passed the House.
We'll hold that till the chairman of the Conference Committee requests to be placed sometime next week, I presume. There are three areas from the House. Messages on Senate Bill 95, 490, and 519. One is Senator Bennett's. The other two I wish to discuss with the Finance Chairman, so we'll hold those either till later in the day or till Monday. Please read the House bill transmittal.
The House passed the following and transmitted for consideration. Committee substitute for House Bill number 347, Finance, amended by the Finance Committee, an act relating to the licensing of naturopaths.
Health, Education, Social Services.
Committee substitute for House Bill number 509, Judiciary, amended by the Judiciary Committee, enact relating to aviation fuel suppliers and providing for an effective date.
Resources.
Committee substitute for House Bill number 536, Finance, by the Finance Committee, an act relating to continuing appropriations for bond debt service, making special annual appropriations from certain revolving loan funds, and providing for an effective date.
Finance.
Committee substitute for House Bill number 564, State Affairs, by the State Affairs Committee, pardon me, an act relating to use of permanent fund dividends to satisfy debts owed to the state and providing for an effective date.
State Affairs, Finance.
Committee substitute for House Bill number 653, Finance, by the Finance Committee, an act relating to court facilities and providing for an effective date.
Finance.
Those are the messages from the House, Mr. President.
There are other appropriate assignments. It's just a late date. Many members feel strongly, chairman feels strongly about some of these bills. They bring it to my attention. I'm trying to move along here, though, Finance. Rules Chairperson.
Yes, Mr. President, may I be shown as present?
Yes, excuse me. Perhaps it would be correct to show the Finance Committee is on this state business this morning. It'll be easy. We're down to communications. Are there communications?
Communication of April 26th from Lisa Rudd, Commissioner, Department of Administration. Dear Mr. President, read collective bargaining agreements. Pursuant to AS 2340-215B, I am hereby submitting the monetary terms of our recently executed agreement with the Public Employees Local 71 for the Labor Trades and Crafts Bargaining Unit. The enclosed memorandum from myself to Jay Hogan identifies the monetary terms for FY 85, 86, and 87. FY 85 appropriations are being requested by the Office of Management and Budget.
Okay. Are there any other communications?
That is the only communication today.
At this time, I know there's going to be a call for a caucus, and the cameras need to be set up this morning. There was a committee meeting going on. Apparently, they were there. So I ask that we just stand in recess for purposes of allowing the cameras to set up to a call of the chair. It's been brought to my attention the other day. I assigned a statement on tentative agreement with public employees. I assigned it to Labor and Commerce Finance, and there is legislation now covering collective bargaining that requires that the legislature have a look at the conditions and has an opportunity by concurrent resolution to approve or disapprove. So I would ask again that the statement read this morning on monetary terms of tentative agreement with public employees 71, that also go to Labor and Commerce and Finance, and I think those committees should at least have a cursory look at the conditions, and with the possibility they will want to report to us under the terms of the statute. It's an improvement that we fought for many years to have greater input into the decisions of the administration. Senator Fisher, excuse me.
Mr. President, I'd like to revert to introduction, I guess.
Without objection.
I have a very special guest here today. My number one daughter is visiting from Fairbanks, and she's sent to Fairn Camp, isn't here right now. She's a former student of sent to Fairn Camps, and she's visiting here this weekend. My daughter, Yanni Fisher Haig.
We very much welcome you here this morning. Secretary of the Senate, I think we have a special conference committee report under reports of special committees on House Bill 7.
Mr. President, Mr. Speaker, the second conference committee with limited powers of free conference, which considered committee substitute response substitute for House Bill 7, Finn, and Senate committee substitute for this bill, recommends that conference committee substitute for House Bill number 7, an act relating to motor vehicles and providing for an effective date, be adopted. Signed, Senate members, Senator Ferguson, Chairman, Senator Josephson, Senator Hofford, signed, do not pass. House members, Representative Barnes, Chairman, Representative Furness and Representative Copeland.
Senator Ray?
Move the conference committee substitute for House Bill number 7 with the attached letter of intent be adopted.
You have the floor, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. President, as Chairman of Labor and Commerce, as you well know, we worked a number of hours in this particular bill. We tried to reach a compromise with the House. I guess to describe the compromise you have before us is that the House version did not cover the problem totally. The Senate version, so they needed the Senate version in the compromise in order to do a 100% job. The Senate version by itself would have done 100% of the coverage that the people are looking for. That's a redeeming quality in this particular committee conference report. I think that another redeeming quality is the fact that the House provisions are going to sunset in 4 years and give the state and the insurance people a chance to look at what has happened and to assess whether or not it is the proper approach. And I think in 4 years down the road that we're going to find that the Senate committee version was the proper approach. I'm going to vote for the compromise bill.
You have the floor, Senator Ferguson.
Mr. Chairman, I'd move and ask unanimous consent that the conference committee letter of intent for HB 7 be adopted.
No objection. Question before us is the adoption of the conference committee report, second conference committee report on House Bill 7. Question is before you. You may proceed to vote. Have all members voted? Secretary, close the roll. Does any member wish to change their vote? I apologize. Secretary, close the roll.
The roll shows 16 yeas and 4 excused.
Conference committee report has been adopted.
It does have an effective date.
Senator Ray?
I think it has three effective date clauses, if I'm not mistaken.
You have the floor, Senator.
Move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call and the passage of Conference Committee substitute for House Bill 7, Section 21, be considered the roll call and effective. Move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call on the passage of Committee substitute for House Bill 7 be considered the roll call on Section 21, effective date clause.
No objection.
Move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call on the passage of committee substitute for House Bill 7 be considered the roll call on Section 22 of the effective date clause.
Objection. So ordered.
Move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call on the passage of committee substitute for House Bill 7 be considered the roll call on Section 23 of the effective date clause.
Objection. So ordered. May we stand these for a moment? Senator Sackett, could I see you? Order. Refer to the messages from the House, Secretary of the Senate.
The House passed Senate Bill number 95 with the following amendment. Senate Bill number 95, effective date failed House, requiring that certain legislative officers file statements of financial interest in return for consideration.
Senator Ray.
Move the Senate concur in the House amendments to Senate Bill 95 and ask the body to vote no.
Senator Bennett has been contacted. Senator Ray, Senator Sackett.
Stand at ease.
We'll be at ease.
Mr. President, I move that the Senate concur in the House amendments to Senate Bill 95 and ask the body to vote yes.
Is there any debate? Senator Bennett has been contacted, the original author, my understanding. You may proceed to vote. Oh.
Very stand at ease, just a moment.
We'll be at ease. Secretary of the Senate, please place the board in position for the vote. Are we ready?
Ready.
No further questions. Just effective date change. Senator Ray?
Mr. President, there is a technical question on whether the title is changed by removing the effective date, but I would consider that a mandatory technical change. If you remove the effective date, naturally you'll have to remove it from the title. Even though it does change the title, it's a requirement, and I don't think it fits under the title change section.
The question is, shall the Senate concur in the House amendment? Senate Bill 95, may proceed to vote. All members have voted. Does any member wish to change their vote? Secretary, close the roll.
The roll shows 16 yeas and 4 excused.
Amendment has been adopted. The next item on the daily calendar, the next item on the House report. You may proceed, Secretary Sand.
The House passed Committee Substitute for Senate Bill number 490, Finance, with the following amendment. House Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for Senate Bill number 490, Rules, making supplemental appropriations effective date and return for consideration.
Senator Ray.
Move the Senate concur in the House amendments to Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 490, Rules, and ask the body to vote yes.
I think we wish them to vote no. Will we stand at ease? Senator Ray. Apologies.
Move and ask the move the Senate concur in the House amendments to Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 490, Rules, and ask the body to vote no.
You have the floor, Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President. It appears the difference is a sum of $2.7 million appropriated to the Department of Administration for longevity bonus payments for the fiscal year ending June 30th, 84. Is the Senate handling that in a different way? Has it passed in a different bill? Or are we taking care of that?
Senator Sackett.
Yes, we are trying to take care of that in a different manner.
It has not been taken care of yet, though?
No, has not been taken care of yet. We are attempting to.
There won't be a problem. The Free Conference Committee appointed immediately, and of course we can always recede. We can't change certain sections. We'll handle it. The question is, shall the Senate concur in the House amendments to Senate Bill 490? You may proceed to vote. All members have voted. Does any member wish to change their vote? Secretary, close the roll.
The roll shows 16 nays and 4 excused.
We have not concurred. The House will so be informed as to recede. If they do not, the Free Conference Committee will be appointed. Senator Sackett, Senator Ferguson, Senator Zicker.
Will that be a conference or free conference?
It'll be a free conference committee.
Free conference. Thank you.
You have the floor, Senator.
Can we release, please?
We'll be at ease. Senator, please come back to order. The question is if we can point a conference committee with powers, free conference, first time. Secretary of the Senate, I think we can. I'm not going to get into it on this subject. I'll appoint a conference committee rather than the free conference committee. They'll come back and ask for any powers. It's too important a subject to delay with some technical change. We'll get into that discussion maybe with the next session. Takes us down to the daily calendar. Are there further standing committee reports? We will proceed to standing committee reports. Thank you.
A memorandum from Senator Josephson, Health, Education, and Social Services Committee. The committee considered the appointments of the following persons without objection and recommends that they be presented in joint hearing for confirmation. Medical Board, Board of Regents, Board of Veterinary Examiners, and Board of Examiners in Optometry. Labor and Commerce Committee considered Senate Bill number 293, Joint Venture Alaska Bidder, and recommends that it be replaced with a committee substitute with a zero fiscal note and due pass. Signed, Senator Elias and Chairman, concurring Senators Mulcahy and Pettyjohn. SB 293 has no further referral.
Rules Committee.
Finance considered Senate Bill number 303, Practice of Social Work in Establishing the Board of Social Workers Examiners, and recommends be replaced with a committee substitute finance. Senator Sackett, co-chairman, and Senator Vic Fisher signed due pass. Senators Fakes and Ferguson signed no recommendation. A new fiscal note was also attached. SB 303 has no further referral.
Rules Committee for placement on calendar.
Labor and Commerce considered Senate Bill number 542, Exposure to Microwave Radiation in the Workplace, and recommends the Health, Education, and Social Services Committee substitute due pass. Signed, Senator Elias and Chairman, due pass. Senators Mulcahy and Pettyjohn signed no recommendation. SB 542 has a further referral to finance. Labor and Commerce considered Senate Bill number 546, Automobile Service Corporation, and recommends it be replaced with the committee substitute with a zero fiscal note and due pass. Signed, Senator Elias and Chairman, concurring Senators Mulcahy and Pettyjohn. SB 546 has a further referral to Judiciary. State Affairs considered sponsor substitute for House Concurrent Resolution Number 53, requesting the State Geographic Board to name an unnamed lake near Ketchikan as Ed Todd Lake, and recommends new pass. Signed, Senator Vic Fisher, Chairman, concurring Senators Kelly, Strzelczewski, and Ray. SS HCR 53 has no further referral.
Rules Committee.
Finance considered committee substitute for House Bill Number 194, Finn, Education of Exceptional Children, and recommends the Health, Education, and Social Services Senate Committee substitute do pass. Signed, Senator Sackett, co-chairman, concurring Senators Josephson, Ferguson, Fakes, and Vic Fisher. House Bill 194 has no further referral.
Rules Committee.
Finance Committee considered committee substitute for House Bill Number 504, Finn, Establishing the Teacher Scholarship Loan Program, and recommends it be replaced with the committee substitute, adopt the House letter of intent. Senator Sackett, co-chairman, and Senators Vic Fisher and Ferguson signed do pass. Senators Josephson and Fake signed no recommendation. House Bill 504 has no further referral.
Rules Committee, placement account.
Finance considered committee substitute for House Bill Number 680, LNC, Recovery and Production of Oil and Natural Gas, and recommends do pass. Signed, Senator Sackett, co-chairman, concurring Senators Vic Fisher, Josephson, Ferguson, and Fakes. House Bill 680 has no further referral.
Rules Committee.
Finance considered committee substitute for House Bill Number 681, Finance Amended, Default on and Collection of Student Loans, and a majority of the committee recommends do pass. Signed, Senator Sackett, co-chairman, concurring Senators Vic Fisher, Ferguson, and Fakes. House Bill 681 has no further referral.
Rules Committee.
The Rules Committee considered the following and recommend that they be calendared May 4th. Second SSSB 45, establishing an agricultural land sale payment moratorium. Senate Bill Number 289, discharge of firearms and hunting and fishing in state park and recreation areas, and recommends the Resources Committee substitute. Senate Bill Number 337, Delta Junction Bison Range, and recommends the Resources Committee substitute. Senate Bill Number 338, Special Appropriations for Development of the Delta Junction Bison Range and Construction of a Bison Herd Drift Barrier, and recommends the Finance Committee substitute. Senate Bill Number 431, Purchase of Residential Child Care Services, and recommends the Health, Education, and Social Services Committee substitute. Signed, Senator Fakes, Chairman, concurring Senators Kelly, Bennett, and Ferguson. These do appear on today's calendar.
You have the floor, Senator Moss.
Mr. President, can we revert to the introduction of guests?
Without objection.
In the gallery behind me, I have a friend and a constituent that is in town on some arts business. He's president of the Delta Greeley Arts Council and also a board member of the Deltana Corporation. Walking up in the back here.
Good morning. Do we have further reports of special committees?
Those are the standing and special committee reports today, Mr. President.
Takes us to the daily calendar. There are some conflicts heading towards adjournment with the House, and some of these items in the calendar will have to be resolved in conferring with the House with similar bills. It has to do with whose bill got over where first and who introduced first. As those sort of things occur all the time, that's the reason I want to explain it to the Senate. Senator, Resource Chairperson.
Mr. President, I'd like to move and ask unanimous consent that the second sponsor substitute for Senate Bill 45 be held for Monday's calendar.
No objection.
I'd like to move and ask unanimous consent that Senate Bill 289 be held for Monday's calendar since the sponsor's not here and there are suggested amendments.
No objection. Both sponsors are out. Senate Bill 337, Senator Moss.
Mr. President, I would move and ask unanimous consent that Senate Bill 337 be held over until Monday's calendar.
No objection. Is there objection? Senator Sackett.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that Senate Bill 338 be referred back to finance.
Without objection, 338 goes to finance. Is there objection to holding 337 until Monday's calendar? No objection. Senate Bill 431, Secretary, read Senate Bill 431. Title of the committee report.
Senate Bill Number 431 by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor, an act relating to the purchase of residential child care services and providing for an effective date. The Health, Education, and Social Services Committee considered this bill and recommends it be replaced with the committee substitute with a majority do pass and a fiscal note. Signed, Senator Josephson, Chairman, concurring Senators Paul Fisher and Moss. The Finance Committee considered this bill and recommends the HES committee substitute do pass. Signed, Senator Bennett, co-chairman, concurring Senators Fakes, Ferguson, Josephson, Mulcahy, and Vic Fisher. There is a committee substitute.
To the committee substitute, Senator Josephson.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent for adoption of the Hess committee substitute.
Without objection, Hess committee substitute adopted. Secretary, read the bill.
Committee substitute for Senate Bill number 431 Hess by the Health, Education, and Social Services Committee, an act relating to the purchase of residential child care services and providing for an effective date.
The bill is before you in second reading. Are there amendments?
There are no amendments.
The absence of amendments. Floor leader.
Move the committee substitute for Senate Bill number 431 Hess be considered engrossed in advance third reading and place the final passage.
Without objection. So ordered. Secretary, read the bill.
CS for Senate Bill number 431 Hess, an act relating to the purchase of residential child care services and providing for an effective date.
Bill is before you for discussion, for debate. Senator Josephson has the floor.
Mr. President, this bill has support from providers of residential child care services, from the Department of Health and Social Services, and in fact is the product of a residential rate commission study, which was authorized by a prior legislature. Mr. President, the present system for compensating the providers of residential child care services is very defective. There are cycles of feast or famine for these facilities because their rates and capacities fluctuate dramatically. Costs of the state keep escalating. There are difficulties in projecting rates, leading to disparities between institutions and from year to year, and it is very difficult to do budget preparations. The idea here would be to provide changes. Grants to providers could be made for up to a three-year period with annual cost of living adjustments. There would be written notice of the services to be purchased, including the region to be served, the number of beds, and an estimate of days of care. Facilities receiving the grants would be licensed if required by the department and would have to furnish accounting procedures acceptable to the department. I could give greater detail. I might add only that the grants under the bill will not pay for lobbying, fundraising activities, capital improvements, major equipment purchases other than depreciation, education that duplicates the public school system, religious training, services that are substandard or which exceed departmental requirements, or costs that are funded by other governmental bodies or programs. The Finance Committee and the Hess Committee urge the adoption of this bill, Mr. President.
Question is called for. The question is, shall Senate Bill 431 may substitute for Senate Bill 431 be adopted by the Senate? You may proceed to vote. All members have voted. Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Secretary, close the roll.
Roll shows 16 yeas, 4 excused.
The bill has been adopted. Senator Ray.
I would move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call on the passage of committee substitute for Senate Bill 431 has to be considered. The roll call and effective date clause in Section 8.
Without objection, so ordered.
Move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call and the passage of committee substitute for Senate Bill 431 has to be considered. The roll call and effective date in Section 9.
Objection, so ordered. There is a citation calendar. Secretary, read the citation calendar.
Citations honoring Bart and Ray Winrow's Ohio Silver Anniversary Alaska Means to Me contest by Senators Eliason, Ferguson, and Sturgiluski. In Memoriam, Annie Brower, by Senators Ferguson and Sackett, and Representatives Adams and Bussell.
You have the floor. It's Resource Chairperson.
Mr. Chairman, I move and ask unanimous consent that my name be added to the In Memoriam for Annie Brower.
Any objection? So ordered. Senator Moss, Senator Ray.
I would ask my name be added to any bar.
No objection.
No other additions or corrections, Mr. President. I would move the citation calendar be approved as read.
Citation calendar has been adopted. I would ask a motion for acceptance to the confirmation invitation of the House for May 8th, 2 p.m., joint session for purposes of confirmation of governor's appointees, if there would be a motion.
Move the Senate accept the House invitation to meet in joint session for confirmation proceedings May 8th, 2 p.m.
Objection sorted. House shall so be informed. Are there items under unfinished business? You have the floor, Senator Moss.
Mr. President, I have a conflict here on the confirmation hearing of the Transportation Commissioner, DOT Commissioner. We had scheduled him earlier this week, but it appears that he was unable to attend our hearing until Monday. So Tuesday, at 8:30, the Transportation Committee will have a confirmation hearing on Commissioner Knapp. That's the 8th at 8:30 a.m. in the Buttrell Room. We will speak to the gentleman on his confirmation. And at the same time, while I still got the floor, I'd move and ask unanimous consent that the Transportation Committee be allowed to waive Committee Substitute House Bill 661 from the Transportation Committee. This is a Nick Arm Crossing bonding bill. We've had several bills that's gone through the committee, and we've discussed it. We've had several public hearings actually on it, and 661 addresses a major amendment that we had to a Senate bill on that. I would, the Senate Bill 211, for example, which amended the transportation item, it's now in Senate Finance, is in the same bill. We also had a House Committee bill that we could not get the amended version of the title on it over here because it didn't pass one of the resolutions ahead. But we will have that up, and I would ask unanimous consent that we can waive the bill out.
Thank Objection. You. So ordered. There are a number of confirmation reports that have not been received. The Secretary of the Senate will inform the Chairman. They may wish to report on them before Tuesday's session. It is courtesy usually extended to the committees, and they usually extend to the body. Your announcement of committee meetings this morning. Resources Chairperson.
Mr. President, may we have a brief at ease?
We'll be at ease. Come back to order. Are there further announcement of committee meetings? You have the floor, Senator.
Mr. President, the Senate Hess Committee this afternoon will take up the nomination of Roger Handel as Commissioner of Corrections at, not Commerce, at 3 o'clock p.m. today.
Thank you. You have the floor, Senator.
Mr. President, on the 10th of May, Committee Substitute House Bill 558, LSRT legislation, and Committee Substitute House Bill 169, LSRT appropriation legislation, will be heard on May 10th in the Buttrell Room at 1:30.
Finance Chairman.
What time do you intend to come back on Monday?
11 a.m. Monday.
Finance will be at 9:30 Monday morning to take up Senate Bill 410, 532, House Bill 548, Senate Bill 527, 549, 374, House Bill 552, Senate Bill 47, Senate Bill 461, and 462.
Chairman?
President, Labor and Commerce Committee on Conference Committee on Senate Bill 438 dealing with architects, engineers, and land surveyors will meet at 2:45 this afternoon at room 118 to consider that bill with the House Committee.
There will be a skeleton session, transmittal committee reports primarily, about 3:30. Call the chair approximately 3:30 today, just a quick skeleton session. Are there items under special orders? You have four, Resource Chairperson.
Under committee announcements, please.
We're under committee announcements.
This afternoon at 2 o'clock in the Belts, Senate Resources will be having the hearings on Bristol Bay. There will be teleconferenced to the various communities involved.
Conference on Bristol Bay?
Bristol Bay Management.
Oh, yes. Thank you. Items under special orders? Senator Sturgeluski?
Yes, very briefly, I move and ask unanimous consent to address the body on occasion of a happy event.
You have the floor, Senator.
Mr. President, I'd like to wish congratulations and a happy birthday day on May 5th to our colleague, Senator Vic Fisher.
That's two birthdays now that I know of this year, Senator Fisher. Senator Ray? No birthday today?
I would move we recess to a call of the chair approximately 3:30 for a skeleton session. With the intent of adjourning till 11 a.m. Monday.
Secretary of the Senate, are there any reports of standing committees this morning, this afternoon?
There are no other standing committee reports this afternoon.
Senator Ray?
No other business coming from the Senate. I move we adjourn to 11 a.m. Monday, May 7th.
We're adjourned.
Second.